I'm Doug Doyle with the Art of the Story. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame music producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis are responsible for many number one hits, especially with Janet Jackson.
When I was 17, I did what people told me. I did what my father said and let my mother mold me. But that was a long ago. I'm in the zone. Never gonna stop.
Late Development and City Winery NYC present Jimmy Jam, Jazz in Conversation Part 2 on Thursday, January 15th. This is an intimate, interactive night of untold, raw, and unfiltered stories about the timeless grooves that shape generations.
It's a lot of fun because at a certain point as artists, you know, you're always looking ahead, you're always looking forward. We rarely take time to kind of pause for a minute and look back at what we've done and appreciate it. So this is an opportunity to do that. I like to call it like an informed listening experience. If you've heard Just Be Good to Me by the SOS Band a million times, if I tell you the story of how that record happened the same night that Prince fired us, you know, then all of a sudden when you hear that song, you're hearing it in a whole different context. So it's almost like hearing songs you've heard before, but hearing them in a new way, in a fresh way.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime celebration of legacy, sound, and soul with the five-time Grammy Award winner, who with his creative partner Terry Lewis have produced monster hits with the likes of Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, Mariah Carey, Boyz II Men, Prince, Mary J. Blige, and New Edition.
To all the songs, there is a little bit of a story that's kind of cool, and this is a chance to actually ask the questions, get the answers, but sing along. And it's also, I will also say, the shared listening experience. People listen nowadays in their headphones, and they kind of listen by themselves. It's very individual. There's something about hearing a song and looking across the table, and it's your friends, and they're all reminiscing about, oh, I remember we were in college, or maybe, you know, there's something about that, doing that is very cool. It's kind of time travel, you know, kind of virtual time travel, if you will.
And even though it's in a small, intimate setting that I mentioned, when you hear people, they know all the lyrics to all these songs. That has to be so special for you because you've impacted so many lives. I imagine that you were all in when it came to this idea.
Yeah, I loved the idea. And Elijah Wells at Late Development, who kind of thought this up, I remember when we did the first one, and I had no idea what to expect. When he says there's going to be, a special guest, and I don't know who the special guest is. You know, that's the funny thing. I remember he had Jeanne at the first one we did. He had the Force MDs. We had never performed Tender Love ever in the 40 years since we recorded the song. And when he walked out, I started playing. And then all of a sudden he goes, Force MDs after 40 years. It's like, wow. So anyway, I know he's cooking up moments like that, that I don't even know what they're going to be. So if people want to see me be surprised, genuinely surprised, I think that's a pretty cool thing about this, too.
You can see my entire interview with Jimmy Jam on the WBGO YouTube channel. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.